Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 8, experiencing and enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as the good land, a land in which we do not lack anything. Wednesday, related verses, Colossians 2, 7, and 19. Having been rooted and being built up in Him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. 19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Psalms 27:4. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in His temple. But you, when you pray, enter into your private room and shut your door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Ephesians 2:20-22. Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Related reading. Both the growth and the building depend on being rooted, as the good land, Christ Himself, is the rich, fertile soil. Having been rooted in Him, we must daily absorb the rich nourishment of Christ into us to be the element that causes us to grow. All day long, as tender roots, we should absorb the riches of Christ as the soil. The more we absorb these riches, the more we will be saturated by Christ and organically replaced by Him. This is to grow and to be built up in Christ. Paul says that the saints are God's cultivated land, 1 Corinthians 3:9. In verse 6, he says, I planted. God is the real farmer, and Paul was one of his co-workers, 2 Corinthians 6:1. Working together with God, Paul planted the believers into Christ. Christ is the soil. Through Paul's preaching of the gospel and ministry of the word, many were planted into Christ. God causes the growth by getting into us. The more God is added to us, the more growth He causes. Without the increase of God within us, there cannot be any growth. The growth of the body depends on the growth of God, the addition of God, the increase of God within us. Therefore, God causes the growth by giving Himself to us in a very subjective way. A well-known hymn exhorts us to take time to be holy. Actually, our need is to take time to absorb God. As we daily take time to eat food, we should daily take time to absorb the Lord. Take time to assimilate the riches of Christ. Our contact with the Lord should not be rushed. If we are in a hurry, we will not be able to absorb much of His riches. We need to allow adequate time for prayer. This will enable us to absorb more of the riches of our God. God is not simply a term or an object of worship. He is real, rich, and substantial, and we need to absorb him. Our God today is the processed, all-inclusive spirit, and we have a spirit with which to absorb him. Thus, we must exercise our spirit to stay in his presence to absorb him. This takes time. Do not spend so much time in your mind, emotion, and will, but spend more time in your spirit to adore the Lord, to praise him, to offer thanks to him, and to speak to him freely. As you fellowship with him in this way, you will absorb his riches, and he will add more of himself into you. The more God is added into us, the more growth he gives to us. If you see that we have been rooted in Christ as the rich soil, you will be comforted and encouraged. Consider the rich soil in which you are rooted. In this soil, do you not have the fullness, the circumcision, the burial, the raising up, the giving of life, the wiping out of the ordinances, and the stripping off of the powers of darkness? Forget your situation, your condition, your failures, and your weaknesses, and simply take time to enjoy the Lord. If you take time to absorb the Lord, you will be able to testify that in Christ you have no lack. Every morning we need to take an adequate amount of time to absorb the Lord. If you spend 30 minutes to absorb the Lord and to enjoy him in the morning, you will not be bothered by negative things during the day. Let us turn from our thought, emotion, and intention and open ourselves to the Lord, exercising our spirit to say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you, I worship you, and I adore you. Lord, I give myself to you. I give you my heart and everything concerning this day." As you contact the Lord in this way, do not be hurried. Take time. The more, the better. As you spend time contacting the Lord, spontaneously, you will absorb into you the riches of the soil.